It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country. And there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome back for the second hour of Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio. I'd like to thank our guest from the first hour, Jeff Bellinger, and please, I remind you to check out his website at ghostvillage.com, again, for updates on all aspects of the paranormal, and you can pick up any one of his books, and also books are from Troy Taylor. It's a great little site to work with, and hopefully you'll find what you're looking for. We're going to get into our second hour here with a good friend of the show and a good friend of our events, and, guy that's got probably one of the most popular paranormal TV shows out there on the television right now, which is Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi Channel, and the show's going to be returning here pretty soon. We've got with us one half of the dynamic duo. We've got Mr. Grant Wilson with us. Good evening, Grant.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing good. How about yourself, sir?
Oh, I'm all right.
Good.
Not too bad.
Well, let's give a quick health update. I know that a while back here you were rushed in for appendicitis, so everybody's been worried about you. You're doing okay now, right?
Yeah, thank goodness it was just that.
Good.
I'm doing fine. Just, walking like an old man, a little sore. But it's appendicitis. I'll get better.
Good.
Don't worry.
Well, we're glad to hear that, and we've all got our prayers and healing going out to you, so hopefully you'll be feeling better real soon.
I appreciate that.
You guys have some exciting news. You guys are on a new radio show called Beyond Reality.
And, yeah, funny thing. Jay and I have been... Before the TV show ever came out, we always thought it'd be fun to do a call-in radio show because that's the way we thought we could best help people. And then the TV show comes, and it's like our heart was in radio. We wanted to be able to help people, and it just kind of came. We just met some guy randomly, and he worked at our favorite local radio station, and he said, "Come on, sit down," and boom, boom, boom. There you have it. It's pretty cool.
Awesome. And now, if people want to listen, you guys are live every Saturday night, and mm-hmm. that is from 8 to 10 Eastern time, correct?
That's correct.
And people can go to, give me the help with the website, is it just WPRO.com?
It's 630WPRO.com.
That's right,
you can
630.
Listen to it live there,
'cause,
okay. Yeah, it's just a local station around here so far, but there is a lot of talk about syndicating it, so hopefully... if you want it on your radio station at home so you can listen to the car or whatever, then call your station and ask for it.
That's right. And then you guys also have the archives available on planetparanormal.com, right?
Exactly.
So if anybody wants to download the show, if they can't listen to it live on Saturday night because they're out partying and having fun, you can always check the show out. And it's usually back on there within about 2 or 3 days. Is that right? On Planet Paranormal?
Yeah, not the next day, usually the day after, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, it's our good friend Beth over there at Planet Paranormal gets the show up and hosts your show on podcast and ours as well, so people can check that out. So you've got the radio show. You guys are, about 3 weeks into it now?
Yeah, 3 weeks in. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be on it last week, but it was a good show. We talked about Amityville and had Butch DeFayle's wife on there and kind of got to the bottom of some of it. But, it's 3 weeks in. We have no intentions of stopping, so
excellent.
Hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah, I know I've had a chance to listen to your shows. They're great. You guys sound fantastic on the radio. I hope you have as much success on the radio as you guys are doing with your TV show, which leads us into the next segment here. Now, you've got, I know there's been quite a delay between the beginning of your season and the wrap-up of the season. Now, are we officially back on in June? Is that what the story is here?
Yeah, well, you know, each 43-minute episode takes about two and a half weeks to film, and that's why there are these huge delays in between seasons. It takes a lot of time. But, yeah, starting June 6th, we'll have the episodes that we had already filmed that haven't aired yet. There are seven of them. Those are some pretty cool ones. And then also in
now, June, those are over. Some of those are the ones that take place in Europe still, right?
Yeah, I think there's one episode that takes place in Ireland and England.
Okay.
But after that, we hit, like, an aircraft carrier. We hit the Jim Henson Studios.
Oh, that's right.
Also the Charlie Chaplin Studios.
Now, is Jim Henson Studios known to be haunted?
Yeah, it used to be Charlie Chaplin's studio.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, one of the claims is they see him running around. And it's cool. You go there, you can actually see his crooked footprints in some cement there.
Oh, very cool.
Some old cement. Yeah, it's very cool. And but it was nice meeting Brian Henson and Lisa Henson, Jim Henson's kids. And I was surprised at how much activity, how many claims there were there. And it was cool investigating while running into, like, the Skeksis from the Dark Crystal and things like that, just hanging around. It's pretty weird. Yeah.
The paranormal runs into the Skeksis finally, huh?
Well, we found them.
Yeah, so you've got you guys were out there, and I know you can't give anything really away, but were you guys impressed with what you're able to find there?
Aside from the giant
Muppets.
Yeah, right. it was well balanced. There was some good stuff and some good debunking. So it'll be a great episode.
Good,
it really will.
Good deal. Now,
while we were out there too, we investigated a house just down the road from one of the Manson murders, got to experience that whole wonderful saga in American history.
Now, is it a separate story altogether on why that was happening? You just happened to be a few doors down from the Manson murders, or did it have a tie-in with the Manson murders as well?
No, it just happened to be a few doors down, but a lot of the claims is that the spirits were some of the victims. The house actually wasn't even built at the time of the murders.
But, now, is that where Sharon Tate was murdered? Is it a few down from there? Okay.
Exactly. And so that was interesting. It was, we actually did that case with Chris Fleming, a good friend from
Dead Famous, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem. Yeah, out at the Biography Channel with Dead Famous. And,
right.
Well, that's cool. So, well, how can you be doing that? According to all of the websites that I read, Taps hates mediums and psychics, Grant. Have you sold out?
We sold out. No, of course not.
And I hear for the next season that you've got the Nordic bikini swimming team as new ghost hunters with you. Is that right?
Yes, but that wasn't a sellout. That's something we've always wanted. No. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I mean, a lot, for some reason, we can't figure it out. A lot of people think we don't like psychics or mediums and stuff like that. And actually, there's certain characteristics I don't like. It's not like the whole populace altogether. It's, you know, I don't like people who put on a show. Like, they drop and do the floppy tuna, and they shake and shiver, and they make these great predictions and all this stuff. Like, I met
so remind us why you had Chris Fleming on there.
Well, we like Chris, number one.
I know.
He's a good guy, and he's someone that you can tease about it, and he's good with it. You know, he can take it. But we also said, Chris, you know, we're using you. Like, the way Taps works with mediums is, or psychics, is use them as just a tool in the toolbox. You know? You bring them in, say, hey, if you feel anything, whatever, just tell me where to point the cameras. You know, we'll try and use you to have success with our equipment, and vice versa, we'll use our equipment to try and validate your abilities. And you know, Chris is very good like that. He can adapt. He doesn't have to come in and, you know, and with this big pomp and circumstance. You know, he just came in and used his tools, and it was great. It really worked out well.
So yeah, you use him more as a tool to try to back up whatever you might be getting with scientific equipment or cameras that you're using, right?
Well, more the other way around. Like they'll come in and they'll give us their vibes, and then, you know, like if I'm walking around with one, don't be like, oh, I'm sensing the spirit of a girl. Just say, look, you know, take a picture over here, or you know what, you might want to, you know, whatever test you're doing, you might want to do it at more of a waist high level so that, because it might be a child.
Oh, gotcha.
You know,
okay.
And it won't be able to, you know, stuff like that.
Sure.
And then, you know, we just use them like that, not as the main fulcrum on which we base a conclusion. So.
Well, that's been the only problem that TAPS has had with using a medium or a psychic on the show, right? It's because you can't validate it. Somebody's feelings. Like, I mean, Derek Acora gets away with it on Most Haunted because that's just a totally different type of show where people are tuning in to watch him flop like a crappie and act silly and be possessed every episode. But you guys are trying to get to the bottom and get to real answers. You're not going with the intention of we're going to connect with whatever spirits are there and do this. You're going into it with the intent to see if there really is a haunting there and take whatever evidence you find and see if there's a more logical explanation and answer on how it's going on.
You got it. Our main goal when we go into a home is to help that client, to help them. And bringing in someone who tells them that, you know, every little detail of a ghost doesn't really help them. You know, we got to educate them as to how to live in their home, how to deal with it, et cetera, how to tell you what is paranormal and what's not. And bringing in a psychic, I mean, they more often than not, the people you bring in will lean heavily towards the side of the paranormal. And they don't have that round thinking of saying, you know what, even though my intuition is telling me something's here, let me still investigate and see if it's the plumbing. And Chris was actually good like that.
Okay. So you've got, you're employing him. Now he's on what's considered to be the season finale. Or no, you guys have signed to do 6 more episodes for this season, correct? 6 or 7?
Yeah, you know how these dumb perforated seasons go. I don't know. We got another 6 we agreed to film, which we start filming very soon.
Right, and then you also have agreed to do a whole other season of the show. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, that's awesome news, I mean, man. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, as a fan and a friend of you guys, I mean, it's just great to see the show continuing to flourish. I mean, you guys are doing great in the ratings, right? I mean, you're one of the highest-rated shows on the Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah, exactly. We pretty much got the same ratings as Battlestar, which blows my mind. I can't believe that.
I think it's because you guys look good in the Lycra jumpsuits. Oh, wait, no, that's Battlestar Galactica. Okay.
You know, we actually had done some talk with Sci-Fi about doing crossover. We would bring, like, I don't know, Starbuck or something on our show.
Ah. And then good choice.
And then they would have, like, us doing plumbing on the starship.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out. I can't figure out why.
Oh, what the hell? People have such limited scope.
So we got 7 episodes that'll come.
Great.
And then another 6, which is 13, and then another 13 after that. So 26 down the road.
Excellent. Now, is there any place that you guys know for sure you're aiming for? Are you going to be trying to do more countries and out of the United States? Are you going to try to get out there at all?
Yeah, for the next 6 that we're going to film, we're going to stay in the States. We're going to focus on the Midwest and the Northwest. We're going to do some stuff in Seattle and Washington. I've been dying to get up there. I guess there's a part of a underground city or something up there we're supposed to check out. But
wow, okay.
Who knows? Wherever they send us, we will go. And then after that, the 13, we'll probably go overseas again, but it's not sure yet. We're not sure.
Is there a country you'd really like to get over to? I mean, what about TAPS in Russia?
Yeah, das ist gut.
I mean, is that something you guys would like
Russia,
to check out?
Sorry, that was German.
Yeah. I wasn't going to question you.
You're
a TV star.
I wouldn't mind checking out.
Sure.
I wouldn't mind
getting out to, you know, I think you guys should purchase it. It's for sale, Dracula's Castle.
I heard that.
You could make it like a nice little amusement park, TAPS Amusement Park at Dracula's Castle.
Right.
And people could be dressed up in like big costumes of you and Jay walking around shaking hands and doing photographs, right?
That's freaky. That's freaky.
Hi, kids. Welcome to TAPS Transylvania. Tapsylvania. That's it.
Tapsylvania.
Castle Tapsylvania.
That's right. Castle Tapsylvania. Very cool.
I think the one country I'd like to go to the most probably is Japan. A lot of people don't realize how haunted that place is, and the mentality about it just blows my mind. They're just very accepting of it. You know, if they have a haunting in their house, they deal with it. They seek it for advice. You know, it's most likely it's their grandfather or something. It is very interesting. Very interesting over there.
Well, speaking of Japan, you guys are working on a trip to China. Is that right?
Yeah, close. We're getting close to Japan, but we're going to going to China in November, right? But that's not for the show. That's for
it's a retreat and a trip for you guys to take. And now, what's going on over there? You guys are going to China, and you're going to be exploring some of the haunted locations. But you're going with action star Cynthia Rothrock, right?
Yeah, actually, we did a convention in New Jersey and met up with Cynthia Rothrock, and Jay and I were, you know, he was a bigger fan of her than I was, but. And we seemed to click, and, you know, she was telling about these crazy trips she would do. You know, you go to China and live like a Shaolin monk and all this stuff. And I said, that would be awesome. Let me know next time you go. I'd love to go on one. And so she gave me a call and said, you know what, let's do one together because there's lots of places you could investigate over there. And we can pool our fan base and we can, you know, swap, you know. And so I said, that's a great idea. And she came up with this whole trip where we're going to see, like, the Great Wall, the Tomb of the Terracotta Soldiers. We're going to live like Shaolin monks for a couple days. And it's going to be a whirlwind tour, amazing stuff.
And you're out there for 12 days, is that right?
12 days, November 4th through the 15th, 14th or 15th. And
now I hear you're going to actually shave your head to become a Shaolin monk. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Excellent.
Are you kidding me? If I shave my head, I look like a POW.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Oh, no, that's bad. But I want to see the shaved Grant wearing the monk clogs and the robe. Is that so bad? That would look good on your website, yet. Yes.
Snatch the pebble from my hand, Grant Hopper.
Yes, exactly. And then you guys, you're going to be checking out all types of different locations. There are people now. Where can they go to sign up for? If they just go to the website, theatlanticparanormalsociety.com, right?
Yeah, there's a banner right there on the front, right at the top. It says, you know, come investigate with us in China, and people click on that. Has all the details. All it takes, I guess, is a refundable $200 deposit to hold your spot.
Okay.
And that's refundable up until 60 days before the actual trip. So if you're not sure, you can always slap that down and guarantee a spot. But
very cool.
But it should be a blast. It should be a blast. There's a fee, but that covers everything. Once you get on that plane.
Right. That's your meals. That's your airline tickets. That's your transportation. I think there's only one free day, really, that's out there for, you know, people can do whatever they want. But all the rest is covered, right? All the meals and chocolate-covered grasshoppers you could eat.
Exactly.
Yeah,
all the squid and weird stuff you can eat. No,
squid.
Exactly. Actually, it's all five-star hotels, five-star restaurants. It's all top-notch. You're not going to be sitting in a hut somewhere. They take good care of you.
Hey, how many Shaolin monks stay in a five-star hotel now, Grant? Come on.
But that's optional. You don't have to live like them. You can stay in a hotel.
We must go now. We have flat screen TV to go watch big De La Hoya fight.
Continental breakfast.
Exactly. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest for the second hour here is Mr. Grant Wilson, one half of the dynamic duo of the TV show Ghost Hunters and one of the co-hosts of Beyond Reality Radio on 630WPRO.com. We'll be back with more right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I gotta pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness Monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you bleed from the ears while listening to Leo Sayer records, would it qualify as a paranormal experience? I thought so. Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town. Ooh, that hurts.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest is Grant Wilson from the TV show Ghost Hunters. Grant's just given us kind of an update on his new radio show, which can be heard every Saturday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time on 630WPRO.com. It's free to listen. You can go there and tune in and hear all the great guests that they talk to each week talking about different aspects of the paranormal. And it's at a call-in show, so you can actually call in and interact with the guys from Ghost Hunters and the guests that they have on there. We also know now that the show is going to be returning to the air with the last six episodes, you said, or seven episodes, and then six more or seven more are going to be added for this season. Plus, you're signed on for a whole 13 new episodes for next year. That's pretty exciting stuff, man. You guys are busy, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
And how's Taps Para Magazine doing, too? People that might not know this, but you guys run a paranormal magazine that talks and deals with some of the biggest experts in the field. You got Lauren Coleman writing about cryptozoology. You've got Steve and yourself and Jay are answering letters and analyzing evidence on the that people can send in to you. You've got authors like Rosemary Ellen Guiley that are going to be writing for your magazine. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Great. So you guys, it's a great magazine. How can people order that? Can they go to your website and get it directly from there?
Yeah, they can just go straight to tapsparamag.com and get it there. And we just got into distribution, so it should be popping up in like Walden Books, Barnes & Noble, places like that eventually. So
now
you'll be able to get it there too.
Now, aside from that, you guys, for people that are still living in a cave and don't know this, you've partnered up with Tim and I. You and Jay and Tim and I are doing paranormal retreats. TAPS, mm-hmm. Darkness Radio Paranormal Retreats. People can go to paranormaltrips.com to look up information on upcoming retreats and trips we're going to, or you can go to darknessevents.com. They show the same trips there, so you can take a look at them. But paranormaltrips.com, and we've got some really cool ones coming up. Now, we've been to Rhode Island twice. We've been out to the Queen Mary and the Stanley. We're heading out to, our group is going to go out to Waverly Hills, but we're also going back to Eastern State Penitentiary here in June. Give me a little bit of a scope on this place. Never having actually been there, how huge is Eastern State Penitentiary, Grant?
It's massive. I mean, you could easily, the way it's set up too is like a labyrinth. I mean, you can go in there and, spend the whole night there walking constantly and not see the whole place. There's nooks and crannies. It's incredible. You walk down a hallway and turn and look, and there's big medical table with the medical lamp. And then you turn another way, and there's a chapel. And then it's just mind-blowing. The place is architecturally, it's a penitentiary, so it's built somewhat like a church, because it's meant to make...
Now, what are you saying about churches, innocent? Grant?
Well, I mean, it's got the guy, you know, it's got the arched yeah.
Sometimes when I go to church, I feel like I'm in prison.
All those confessional booths lined up. No, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got...
It's beautiful, but it's spooky, and it's very active. And so, we'll, I mean, if there's ever a place to investigate... That's the place.
Now, tell me, too. I mean, when we go out on these investigations, usually with each one of you groups, there's about 20 to 25 people on an investigation. This isn't just like when we're investigating the Stanley Hotel where it's just one little floor. I mean, 20, 25 people can basically get lost in that wing, right? Have little cells to sit in and investigate this place and kind of almost be almost like they're on their own for this event.
If we play it smart, you could have all 250 people in there and they would not see each other.
Wow.
You could split them up into groups of two, and they would not see each other.
Now, unfortunately, we are sold out for that event. I've got an unbelievable waiting list that keeps building every day. And I don't know if I've mentioned that to you and Jay yet, but like every day I get two or three people, and they want three or four tickets each. So we will look at doing another Eastern State. Unfortunately, and a lot of people are on me about this just so they know, we aren't limiting the trips because, you know, we're trying to screw with people's heads. It's the fact that Jay and Grant are filming a show, and they've got 26 basic episodes they have to film between now and next season. And there's just not that much free time. And the free time they have, they've given us for doing the Eastern State return trip to do the return to the Queen Mary trip. Plus, they're going to be out at Penn State UNIVCon out in October. There's just all of these different locations that we have to get to, and they've only got limited weekends to get this because, unfortunately, you're not willing to leave your families yet, are you?
No.
So,
not at all.
So it's not that we're not listening to your needs. I mean, I have states all over the country here that want us to come there and investigate and bring taps out there, and we're working on it. It's our goal to hopefully get to all the cool places, and we're actually looking right now, and I'll mention this to you, Grant. I don't know if I've said this, but we're actually looking at an event that we're trying to hold in Hawaii for next year.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're going to take – it'll be like the Brady Adventure to Hawaii.
Ah.
So I'm hoping we can all go out and get molested by Vincent Price in a cave somewhere.
Hey,
now. So, but Hawaii should be beautiful.
I hope.
And what we're looking to do, and I know that this is kind of a passion of Grant's as well, is we're going to split this up because it'll be a little bit of a longer event, maybe like 5-6 day event. We're going to spend a couple nights ghost hunting. And because of the beautiful, beautiful skies there, we're going to also spend two nights out UFO searching and sky watching.
Sweet.
Yeah, so there's some really cool activity that's going to be going on out there. So we're going to try to mix in a little cryptozoology, a little UFO hunting, and a little ghost hunting while we're out in Hawaii. So keep your eyes checking at our sites.
Well, you know what's great about Hawaii is that a lot of people don't realize just how haunted that place is.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
There's tales of all sorts of warriors, and the Menahune are there, too. I don't know if you've ever heard of
them. Watch your language.
Hey.
We got kids listening.
The what?
The Menahune?
Menahune.
Mekalekahai.
Exactly. Are they on the Isle of Lakanuki or what? I'm not quite sure of that.
Yeah. No, they are the Hawaiian version of, like, elementals.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Little 3 foot tall things that run around and wreak havoc.
Which, do you think they're the ones that keep haunting Ghost Hunters, the TV show, since every apparition you seem to catch seems to be cloaked and 3 feet tall?
Well,
it's either that or the ghost of a Jawa.
Here's my theory on that, okay, is that, you know, if it's trying to mess around with us, like if it's trying to really get us afraid, it takes a lot to get Jay and I afraid of stuff like that, all right? Someone in TAPS has a fear of midgets. So, I don't know, maybe it's just trying to take on that form.
Okay.
Try and mess with us, but I won't say who it is.
Oh, God, it's got to be Steve. He's afraid of everything.
It's not Steve.
It's not Steve, okay.
No, it's not Steve.
A fear of midgets. So you think that might be why they're taking on that form. But there's been times when you guys are filming and you're not even in the room. Why would it appear as a midget there? That's just crazy stuff, Grant, that you have got 3 foot little ghosts darting around on your TV show.
Ewoks.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah, the Ewoks, the Jawas, or the Munchkins are hassling the Ghost Hunters. Do you ever think
it could be all three.
Yeah. Do you ever think that because it is the same kind of looking figures, that maybe it's just something following you guys?
Well, I mean, it's not always the same. We have over the course of the, you know, the 17 years, seen a lot of things or experienced a lot of things that are about that height. But it ranges. I mean, it can be that tall. It can be 6 feet tall. It's just those are the ones we seem to be catching on the show. It's not like everything we catch is 3 feet tall. But I don't know. I don't know why. It's just sometimes, you know, we're investigating a place where a child has died. So maybe at that point it's a child. You know, actually, we got contacted by Barnum & Bailey to investigate one of the cars of their train they say is haunted. So in that case, it might be a circus midget boat. You
know. Well, God, we can only hope so, right?
Boo!
But, we're doing these events, and that's where you caught one of the most controversial pieces of, all of a sudden I can't say that word. You caught one of the most skeptically analyzed pieces of footage is from Eastern State Penitentiary with the people that are just beaten up on that hooded monk-like thing that kind of darts towards the camera and then folds inside itself and takes off running like a bat out of hell the opposite way. So that's going to be interesting and intriguing. You know what I've really enjoyed about the trips, Grant? I was skeptical when we started doing these trips. I thought it would be more of people are just going to really like to come meet the celebrities and kind of hang out and hobnob with you guys. I figured there's no way we're going to bring 100 to 200 people into an event and get any kind of paranormal activity because it's got to be close to impossible with that much people. But we've had insane things happen at each one of these locations now. When you've been out there filming with just a small crew and you guys don't get anything, is it kind of boggling to you how we can go in with 100 to 200 people and we're getting voices and apparitions and insane things, you know, chairs flipping over right in front of people? I mean, what's your take on how is the effect amplified? Do you think it's because you have so many people focused on finding something?
Well, you got to think about it. You can have as many people as you want in a room, and it won't affect the activity. It all depends on discipline. If you have 100 people in the concert hall at the Stanley, and those people are disciplined enough to be serious about investigating and be quiet and follow the rules, you're going to have activity, and you're going to catch a lot of stuff because you've got eyes, ears, you've got, you know, hands, everything in every corner and every area of that building. So if anything goes down, someone's going to witness it. And that's why I think we're getting success, because the groups are listening to us, and they are being disciplined enough to be able to sense when these things are happening. And not only eyes and ears, but you've got video cameras, you've got audio recorders everywhere. And that's actually an ideal theory for investigating, is to put someone in every area, every corner of every room, because equipment can only record so much. You know?
Right, and we've had great experiences. I know at the Stanley Hotel, in the one room, the people were in there, and they had a little glow stick sitting on the nightstand, and it actually jumped up and spun and then landed back on there. And, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, somebody actually caught it on video, Grant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there is footage of that I'm trying to get to put on our website. We had people being touched. We had voices. We had EVPs. We had... some of the voices were heard were actually heard, you know, with your bare ears. You didn't need EVP equipment or playback to hear them. As a matter of fact, they were heard by people in the room, and when they would play back the recorder, there was no sound on the recording. How often do you run into something like that? That seems strange to me that so many of you could hear the same thing in a room, and when you play back video and audio, there's no sound at all.
Yeah, it's the flip side of an EVP. I mean, those suck because you don't have the evidence of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you do have, you know, you do have
10 people sharing an experience. Yeah,
right.
Well, we've had that. We've had the Queen Mary was crazy with activity too. That when we were out there and just having a good time. And you mentioned that it's because so many people are serious minded. The nice thing is though that even for the novices, we've learned our lesson too with the trips. Is now we're breaking groups up so that the novices are together. So then that way they can direct more questions to the team leaders like you and Jay or Chris, Patrick, John Zaffis, you know, any one of the leaders of the groups. And then we're letting the diehards get out there and do their work. But we also have a lot of fun doing the investigations.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's a blast. Well, what's funny is when you started doing that, when you started splitting them up so the newbies would come in first.
Right.
It's funny because I'll be standing in the room and they'll come in. And I'll be like, okay, and I'll give them the rules and I'll say, all right, let's investigate. And they just stand there and look at me like they're watching the show. And it's like, no, you got to... You gotta go. There'll be no commercial breaks. You gotta go out there and do this. And It's good, though. That I've found that that works a lot, because if people are honest when they tell you, you know, if they're new to it or not, that helps everybody out.
Right. Not, we actually, it's funny. I've found on these trips how many people will come to the trip. They'll sit in on all the talks, but they don't want to be part of the investigation. It freaks them out. So we've actually, you know, created buddy systems for people that are really terrified to do these investigations. A lot of, and this is what I think is so great. You know, we can advertise what great speakers are going to be at our events, and we can advertise the fantastic haunted locations we're going to. There's no way to capture, though, how do you advertise the camaraderie and the insane friendships you make at these events, Grant? I mean, that's what I've had a hard time doing. But these,
I know, and you tell people, every time someone's interested in the trip, I say, you know what, yeah, you'll learn a lot, and you'll get to investigate. I said, but it's something you can't explain. You become instantly part of a family of just, I mean, you're going to make friends that you'll have for the rest of your life.
Oh, no doubt. And some of these skeptics, or not skeptics, but some of the diehards are the ones that will work with the newbies and treat them, you know, like a kid brother or sister, and take them through and teach them how to do what they're doing and get the most out of their investigations. And that's what I've enjoyed is, you know, even after our investigations are over, and people don't realize this, you know, we start off every morning at like 11 o'clock with our talks. And then, you know, we have talks all throughout the day. Then usually we hang out at night for a dinner or something, and then we go into the investigations. And the investigations are usually over by 2 or 2:30 in the morning. But how many people do you see roaming the halls until 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning continuing their investigations? And it's the strangest groupings of people that you would have never pictured together. You know, you've got some guys dressed like Dracula walking around, you know, with women that look like
Grandma.
Grandma and a cheerleader. You know, it's like our own cast of heroes roaming around doing the investigations. And that's what's so cool. And then you go, you look at all these, you know, on MySpace, so many of them post blogs and journals about it. And they show the, you know, oh, these are our new friends. And you just would never picture that in real life these people would ever hang out together. And
so
the friendships are amazing.
It's so mind-boggling. And what people, I mean, even if you go to the websites, you know, and you look at the itinerary and stuff, it doesn't really tell you exactly how, you know, what to really expect. I mean, yeah, there's a time where you can meet and greet us, but, you know, all the celebrities, you know, they get probably 4 hours of sleep at night because they're staying up late to investigate and talk to people, share ideas, and then they're up early to go out and just hang out and see who's out in the lobby and talk to people. And, you know, it's, they're, celebrities make themselves, I hate that word, but the guys make themselves available all the time.
Right, yeah. That's so a lot of people have said that to me. They're like, boy, I expected Jay and Grant to come out for their hour and then be gone. But you guys are down in the lobby. You're hanging out in the restaurant or in the bar with people talking. And, you know, you're there for question and answer. And that's what people have loved. And I got to credit, you know, 90% of the success of these events are because all of the quote-unquote paranormal celebrities at these events are so human and down-to-earth and not arrogant about the fact that you have a TV show or radio shows or magazines. You're Grant and Jay, a couple of plumbers from Rhode Island who are there to exchange ideas and share, and Chris is a, you know, mortgage consultant from Illinois, and Patrick's an animation guy from Atlanta. It's never, oh, yeah, I'm the celebrity. Listen to everything I have to say. The ideas that are exchanged. And how many times do you sit there with yourself talking to somebody and hearing just incredible ideas and tips on things that you wouldn't have maybe thought of for doing an investigation before?
Exactly. And the thing is, I mean, I'm just as floored by the whole family and camaraderie as the people who attend it. And I, you know, I look forward to seeing the same people, you know, and it's hugs are exchanged, it's all a good time. And then you talk to these people who don't have shows or whatever, and, you know, they've been doing it for twice as long, and they've got, you know, experiences, tips, techniques that I just feed off of, and it's just great. And then I take those ideas, I share with other people, give credit where credit's due, and the trips are great. They're just amazing. I can't express it enough. It's just, it's probably one of the best places to go for paranormal information exchange that there is. It's just that simple.
Yeah, and it's every walk of life, too. You know, I didn't know when we first did this trip, I didn't know if we were going to get every goth kid and, you know, goofy stay-at-home wife that never, you know, has no life. She watches soap operas and ghost hunters all day, and that's it. And, you know, and I'm not picking on anybody, but I'm just saying, you know, I just kind of had this perception of, oh, man, we're going to get all the weirdos. You've got firemen, astronauts, you've got movie producers, you know, people that come to these things. We even had the guy from that wrote the movie Snakes on a Plane was right. one of the people at our investigation at the Queen Mary. You've got just such a huge smattering of, you know, housewives, you know, lawyers, doctors, psychiatrists, feng shui experts. I mean, it's crazy to me how many people are into the paranormal from all walks of life, and they aren't, you know, I mean, we have had one or two kind of people that are a little over the top, but they're still great to hang around and friendly.
There's
but
no way to talk about me.
That's right. But we, you know, I mean, we have that whole aspect going on, too, that it's just so interesting to see where everybody comes from in their different walks of life and all of their personal experiences that led them to this point. But it's been interesting, too, for, you know, the best advertising piece I think we could mention about doing the trips is most trips are about 200 people. Out of that 200 people, almost 100 of them are at every event.
Yeah.
We see repeats over and over and over. And it's not just some sickness that they just have to keep seeing Jay and Grant or Chris and Patrick. It's because they're having so much fun and learning so many new techniques and loving the people that they're meeting. And the 100 that may go from this one to the next one doesn't mean that the other 100 we lost, those 100 come to a different event. So we've had just unbelievable amount of repeat business from people that just want to keep hanging out and seeing different events. And we're trying to answer the call.
Those people that come, the repeat customers, those people have become part of the event. They're what makes it fun is the fact that these people come, they've done it before, they help people through, and they just share their information. That's something that is not gonna, you're not going to find on any itinerary or anything, is that, you know, you've got just this family that's welcoming you in, and they have knowledge, and they want to share it. It's all good.
Definitely. Well, we're going to take our second break here for the show, and we'll be back with Ghost Hunter Grant Wilson, one of the celebrity stars of the TV show Ghost Hunters and one of the dynamic duo of the new radio show Beyond Reality, heard on 630WPRO.com every Saturday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Are UFOs real? Does Bigfoot exist? Was Emily Rose really possessed? Who is the next American Idol?
She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby, but she moves! She moves!
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
you.
We try to answer these questions and more each week on The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
Do you hear loud moans and banging on your walls? Next time, pay for the better hotel room.
Oh, no more Yankee, my Winky. The donga need food.
Welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town with your hosts, Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show, where each week we come to you live Sunday nights from 10 to midnight Central Time, and our shows are available for archive by the next day. So if you can't listen to us live, you can always check out a show that you might have missed. Tonight our guest is ghost hunter Grant Wilson, and Grant is one half of the ghost hunting leader team, I guess, of the Atlantic Paranormal Society on the TV show Ghost Hunters, seen on Sci-Fi every Wednesday. And we're talking to him about a whole plethora of different things, his new radio show, which can be heard Saturday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can hear that if you don't live in the Rhode Island area. You can go to 630WPRO.com and listen to it free right off there for a live free stream. And they encourage you to call in and be a part of the show with them as well. And then, of course, they have their TV show on Wednesday nights that you can start checking out with new episodes airing in June. And we've got the good news that they're going to be back with not only the new six or seven episodes they have left this season, but they're doing another six or seven episodes for the season and then coming back to do 13 more episodes for next year. So it's a lot new going on in the Ghost Hunters world. You can also check out their tapsparamag.com. Sign up for their magazine that talks about all aspects of the paranormal as well. And if you haven't had enough of them by then, you're welcome to join us at the Taps Darkness Radio events, where we go from haunted location to haunted location with you, the listeners, and viewers and fans of the TV show Ghost Hunters, Dead Famous, and Haunting Evidence. We're going to go check out some of the most popular and haunted spots in the world to see what the truth is, fact from fiction, get to learn about these haunted locations, and hopefully have experiences for ourselves. So you can check out the information on those trips at paranormaltrips.com, which is paranormaltrips.com, or you can go to darknessevents.com for all the information on those trips and any of the upcoming events that we're going to be doing. And let me talk to you, Grant. Now, you guys have drawn a lot of ire from the paranormal field with your TV show. I mean, as many people that love it, there's as many people that hate it and hate you guys. But it's funny because they don't ever seem to miss an episode. I read the boards. So I guess that's good for you guys. How does that affect your life? I mean, do you ever feel like, wow, what's with all the hate? I mean, does that ever get to you, the anger and aggression people seem to have towards you and Jay and the show?
No. I'm comfortable. I sleep well at night. I live my life. You know, I try my best to be as good and as honest as I can be, and if people don't like that, well, then, you know, what else can I do? It's that simple to me. But as far as, you know, as people spitting hate and all that stuff, like, I love the fact that people take our evidence and they analyze our show to death and tear it apart in an attempt to try and disprove it. I love that. I respect that. I encourage everyone to do that. I don't like it when their only solution is that, you know, we're faking stuff.
Right, and they won't back it up or show a logical line of where they came up with that information.
Yeah, or, I mean, what's your goal? Is your goal to try to validate or you know, debunk the evidence like we would do? Or is your goal to try and tarnish us? Because so many people, you know, will do that. They'll watch a show and they'll say, well, everything Taps does has to be fake. I mean, I've gotten emails that say, you know what, you've lost a fan because when I was watching the show in the lighthouse, you packed that chair up and put it downstairs, but then later on the show, they showed the chair was still up there. It's like, what?
Right.
Come on. That's editing. You know, how does that relate to all the evidence being fake, you know? It's just silly stuff. So, I mean, that kind of stuff, whatever.
When you see
got
the,
your own issues.
When you see that people have taken your evidence and broken it down and have made a very compelling argument for why it wasn't what it appeared to be, have you ever sat back and scratched your chin and thought, I wonder if that is what happened?
Of course. Of course. I encourage that because it's pompous to think that in our little group of TAPS investigators that if we don't know the answer to what it is, then no one does.
Right.
That's why when we have stuff, we just like, look, this is paranormal. Like, for example, when that chair moved in the lighthouse, we don't know why that happened. It's paranormal. We just that doesn't happen every day.
Right.
The chair does not slide across the floor. We didn't see a ghost do it. We didn't see a Franken spider move it. We don't know what moved it. It just moved.
I think it was a three-foot midget ghost.
Yeah. If I run into some physicist that can tell me, you know, feasibly how that could happen naturally, great. I've got that information. I can put it in my memory banks for the next time something moves. You know, it's that straightforward. I love people breaking it down because they've got knowledge that I don't have, and you know, we want to use it. We want to know.
I'm confused more along the lines with people that are fans of the paranormal, believe in the paranormal, but yet they are so vehement about dismissing anything that you do because it's a TV show. No, I understand. Trust me, I come from a cynical background myself, and even though I host a paranormal radio show, I've had paranormal experiences happen in my life, I'm still skeptical of a lot of things I see on TV because, you know, so many things can be faked and done really well with special effects now that it makes it hard to just swallow every jagged pill that we're fed on TV. You know, so I mean, I can understand there being an automatic nature of skepticism, like with shows with John Edward, you know, crossing over. You hear the rumors of how people are out in the lines, you know, being questioned before the show, and all of a sudden they happen to be the ones to get picked. You hear these rumors and these allegations all the time, and it's very easy to believe because, you know, we are a pop culture world and people want, you know, a lot of stuff is preset, you know, and that goes back all the way to the original game shows that were rigged. You know, back in the 50s. So, I mean, there's definitely a reason for it, but I'm more blown away by the fact of how many real paranormal fans seem to just dislike the show. I mean, do you think it's just the common petty jealousy of, well, we have a show and you don't, and that's what's pissing them off?
Well, I'm sure some of it's that, but I think a lot of it comes down to how much paranormal investigators really love the field. You find that out when you go to these trips and stuff like that. These people love the field. They love helping people. They love uncovering mysteries. And anytime, because it's so near and dear to their heart, if a show pops up, you know, they don't know what's real. They don't know what's, you know, what's not, what's edited and all that stuff. They don't know that. So, of course, the protective nature kicks in, I think, and they just want to be able to shut it down and get off the air or whatever, just so that, you know, they can go back to handling the paranormal field on their own. Like, for example, you know, if I've got my own theories and I'm making my way and I'm making some headway, and then a show comes out that says something maybe a little bit different or whatever, you know, that may contradict what I'm doing, or it may just shine the wrong light on the field in my mind, and so of course I want to shut it down. A lot of people, they're just protective of the field, and because they don't know me and they don't know Jay, they think that we're actors. They devise a show around us and stuff. And that's not the case. We've been doing this for 17 years. They just like what we're doing, and we're doing it. But you know what?
So you're not professional actors? There's no proof or there's no evidence to the fact that you're really the Gerber baby?
I was the Gerber baby.
I knew it. I knew it.
But I think that's what it comes down to. A lot of people are so protective that, you know, it's kind of like a father with a daughter. You want your daughter to get married, but you want her married to the right guy, you know? So any guy that comes in, you may scare away because you're so protective of her.
Yeah, I don't want my daughter to ever get married. She has to stay with daddy and take care of me. Is that wrong? Is that a sick, unhealthy view of it? I need to come to terms, I guess.
That's a little weird.
Let me ask you about this. Now, I know that you've had some major detractors out there in the field. You know, you've got paranormal, which is going to be interesting. At the Eastern State Penitentiary and out at the Queen Mary, we have Lloyd Auerbach, who's been one of the main forces in the paranormal world forever, it seems, who, you know, will come out and say he's not a big fan of the show, doesn't care for it, doesn't care for the techniques you guys use, and so on and so forth.
Sure.
And that's why we're involving him in the show. As a matter of fact, we brought Lloyd in to be a different view of the paranormal, because there is a whole other faction of investigators who think that, you know, things should be done differently. So we want to make sure that everybody gets covered. Now, you guys have been having this kind of back and forth seesaw battle with Dr. Dave, Oster from the International Ghost Hunting Society. What started this whole battle off? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, I never liked the fact that Dave, you know, acted like he had the ability to certify people, and you know, but it never really bothered me. It wasn't like something I'd gripe about. It was just kind of like, oh, I'd visit a site and be like, I don't really agree with that, but whatever. And we always just kind of kept to ourselves, you know, let him do his thing, and hopefully he would let us do ours. And we never really communicated too much together about anything, you know. Just like you know, Lloyd Auerbach doesn't like how we do stuff on the show, but he doesn't attack us on it, you know what I mean? He just states his opinion, and that's it. And, we got the show, and, you know, Dave just started putting these things in his newsletters, you know, just trashing us and how we were orb lovers, and that we didn't even try to debunk stuff.
Like, orb lovers, you sound.
Seen the show.
That sounds so filthy. You dirty orb lover.
Orb lover!
People run up and throw paint at you. You orb lover.
But so, he would say stuff like that, which, I mean, he's formulating opinion on something he obviously hasn't even watched yet. I mean, how can you watch the show and think that we're orb lovers? I just don't get that. But, and he just started getting in. Of course, you know, Jay didn't tolerate it, and so we said, well, we got to at least let people, you know the way things really are. And he just launched this big thing against us for some reason, came out of nowhere. And we had to counter it, and so we had a section on our website to just say, look, here's where our stance, that's it. Because we don't like to make waves. We don't agree with a lot of things that people do out there. I'm sure a lot of people don't agree with the way we do things. But you know what? Who cares? Let's investigate the paranormal. If your way gives significant results, that's great. If my way does, that's great. It benefits everybody.
Do you think
go around with an M60 taking people out.
Right. Do you think that people like Dave, and I don't know him, so I don't want to start drawing his fire as well, but do you think that people like that are maybe just trying to make a name for themselves and get more public acknowledgement by being the team that is against TAPS?
You know, it certainly had that feel to it, but I don't know. I don't know the guy. I've had very little communication with him. I'd like to meet him. I'd like to talk to him and, you know, help him understand me as a person. I'd like to understand him as a person. And, you know, we're both doing different things to bring awareness to the paranormal field, and that's good enough for me. I don't need to know really anything more than that, other than just, you know, who he is as a person. I'd like to meet anybody.
Good deal. Well, Grant, our time's up. I want to thank you very much for spending your Sunday night with us here on the Darkness on the Edge of Town. I want to thank you very much for the work that you guys are doing in the field of the paranormal and keeping it out there, and for being such, you know, real guys out in public and dealing with the fans the way you do. You know, we wish you at our show continued success with your TV show and your new radio venture and TAPS Paramagazine and the TAPS Darkness Radio Paranormal Retreats. We hope to be partnered with you guys and working for a long time in the future. And, You know, I encourage you, if you haven't had a chance to meet Jay and Grant, go on out to any one of the number of conferences or horror movie conventions or Dragon Con, anything like that, and just get out there and get a chance to shake these guys' hands and say hi to them and see how real they are. We hope you have a speedy and healthy recovery here for you, Grant. And
thank you.
Any other quick little bit we can leave people with? Any other update you want to let us know so we can make sure that we mention it in case I forgot?
No, anything that's going on, anything that we got going on is available at the AtlanticParanormalSociety.com.
Great.
Check there, and you'll see everything you need. Dave, I want to thank you for everything you're doing for the field. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. It's, you know, with the help of guys like you that keep us going. So thank you. And again, everybody check out. If you want to go to China and have one of the most amazing experiences in 12 days of your life, I recommend you go check that out right now. It is limited slots available, and it's going to be the trip of a lifetime. You can go with Jay and Grant from the TV show Ghost Hunters to investigate China's haunted spots and see some of the most amazing culture in the world. I want to thank our guests this evening. We had on... of course, Grant Wilson from the TV show Ghost Hunters and Jeff Bellinger from the first hour, author Jeff Bellinger. Please stick with us. We'll be back again with you next week when one of our guests is Chris Fleming. We're going to be discussing how you can build your psychic intuition and abilities. Thanks again for tuning into the show. We'll be back with you again next week.
Hey, guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.